It is time for the best 5 minutes of the day, and for that, we bring in our friend Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, wow, crazy times here with this hurricane. I guess it's turned into a tropical storm, so that's a little bit better, but boy, massive, and you know, 120 miles an hour. I mean, it's just the destruction there. I mean, like, for whatever appeal Florida would have, it loses it with the hurricane stuff.
Man, you know, and I had seen a brief news clip last night about just insurance prices in Florida, you know, and how they just keep going up because, you know, the hurricanes keep hitting and it affects the housing. And, you know, it's just it's a rough spot at times.
So when you talk about just people changing locations with in retirement, I mean, you know, Florida, Texas, Arizona.
Right.
And so... is any, which one holds the draw for you?
You know, of all of those, I would probably say Arizona. If I were going to have to retire somewhere as a snowbird, I don't know. I like Florida, you know, but I don't know that I would want to live there. Texas, I think, is too hot. I mean, Arizona, at least they say they have a dry heat, whatever that means.
Yeah. And yet you talk to people from Arizona and they're like, wow, it just, it cooks.
It's actually hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't know where I would rather summer than that.
I think our fourth option that Peggy and I are presenting for people is Liberia, West Africa.
There you go.
It is the dry season. So there's the rainy season is like mid-April to mid-October, 6 months, but then October. So some of my best winters in Liberia. And so.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned this home for the holidays thing, and I was thinking, I wonder who I have in Hawaii that I could connect with.
yeah, right. Exactly. And that you want to go there. You want to go there.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Ah, okay. So also I posted something yesterday. A lot of times the fodder for this, by the way, if people want to keep in touch with us 23 hours and 55 minutes apart from this show, I guess follow us on social media, right?
That's a good spot. You're right. I mean, it often stirs up what we might talk about on the air. So,
and I did have something yesterday. The smartest people I know, 7 things they do. And my lead-in was, yeah, pretty much. I might change number 5 to are willing to change their opinion. But are you ready for this list?
Sure. I haven't heard it. I didn't read it yet.
Oh, okay. So. Number 1, obsessively read books.
Okay, good.
Number 2, pursue new mental models. I guess I'm not sure everything that means. But number 3, enjoy intelligent discourse.
I love that.
4, quickly admit when they're wrong. And that one I just said, maybe you would say are willing to change their opinion. I don't know.
Sure.
Number five actually goes are comfortable changing their opinion. And I thought, well, if you're not comfortable, at least you're willing.
Right.
6th is surround themselves with intelligence. And 7, seek to understand every perspective on a topic.
Man, it sounds like a lot of humility in there, and I think, you know, we ask that question, is it possible you're wrong, or is it possible I'm wrong, which I think is the more important question, because we often assume other people are wrong, but if we can ask that question of ourselves, you know, and I think surrounding ourselves with diverse perspectives, trying to understand things differently, I think Adam Grant talks about that in his book, Think Again, and I think that's a really good idea.
You know, it's funny because it has this one paragraph summary afterwards, and it says it highlights the importance of surrounding oneself with diverse perspectives to foster growth. So it's the Abraham Lincoln team of rivals. I mean, he did what some have talked about doing and some recent presidents have done is build a cabinet with more than just your own party. So.
For sure. You know, I think that's the case. If you surround yourself with yes men and people who do exactly what you do, it doesn't press us forward into deeper understanding, diverse opinions, that sort
and,
of thing.
And it comes in, I mean, not just on the government, I mean, in the family, in the church.
For
I mean,
sure.
If you're the kind of person who's like, I'm so awesome, and everything I say is absolutely correct. I mean, good night. I mean, and good luck, you know?
Good night and good luck. That's a good way to put it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yep. We are 5 minutes. Folks, solving the problems of the world 5 minutes at a time. Don't miss any of the best 5 minutes of the day. We have an incredible amount of scripture here. How are we going to hike this mountain? This is like climbing to Pike's Peak here. We got Acts 8:26-33.
Yeah.
All right, well, give me the scripture today, so go ahead.
It says, as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kandake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, do you understand what you are reading? The man replied, how can I unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth.
So give me a wrap-up on that.
You know, I think this idea of surrounding yourself with people who may think differently or understand differently. I mean, that's exactly what's happening here is, you know, the Ethiopian is like, hey, I don't get this, and was willing to, you know, they were in the same space. The Spirit brought them into the same space together.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Our buddy
Bye.
Jason Kanz, WWIB, best 6 minutes of the day today. All right, a bit of a surprise this morning in our initial topic. Headline, men are more likely than women to be very scared of bugs.
Yeah, so not just scared, but very scared. A survey shows that 64% of adults are scared of bugs. So overall, well over half of us scared of bugs.
Now, I got to say that for my family, I'm not going to name anybody, but in terms of the concern, and if we can extend this to spiders, and we were a lot bigger in Liberia, that concern raised a lot higher there. And again, one of the advantages here, we have winter, right? interestingly, men were more likely than women to be very scared of bugs, 32% versus 22%. What's with that?
So almost one in every three guys says, hey, I'm very scared of bugs.
Huh.
Now, for one thing, courage to admit it, that's great. I mean, you know, sometimes you're scared of what you're scared of. You know, you feel the way you feel. But I have to say, bugs for me is not really the issue. Don't really care that much about bugs because I'm a pretty big guy, so usually I can scoosh whatever bug gets in my way. And I'm a lot of times the bug getter-ridder of in my household. But snakes? I'm with Indiana Jones on that. Why does it have to be snakes?
Hey, our question this morning, in your house, who's most afraid of bugs, mice, snakes, spiders? You name it.
It's a fearful Friday. No, but let us know. We're curious. 715-396-1670. Guys versus gals on this one. Who is more fearful of bugs?
Don't look at the light!
I can't help it.
WWIP.
11 minutes before 8 a.m., 54 degrees, beautiful sunshine. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel here on WWIB. And every week right around this time, we try to get you caught up. We know you like to stay informed. So news, sports, politics, pop culture, we aggregate all that information and bring it to you in a little bite-sized, condensed fashion. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A study found that American school-age children are the most sleep-deprived in the entire world.
Well, how about those TikToks don't record themselves?
No, they don't.
Kmart. Remember Kmart? They will be down to one store in the nation by the end of next month.
Yeah, Kmart's new marketing strategy is exclusive access to anyone who can still find a store.
Sounds like that'll work.
The world record for largest ball of lint is 690 pounds.
Now, if you think the lint ball is huge, you should see the cat that spit it up.
Yuck.
Autumn officially began on Sunday.
I guess that explains why all the stores are now stocking their Valentine's Day candy.
They're always ahead.
Scientists say that the North American bird population has drastically dropped since 1970.
We probably should blame KFC.
Mm.
A survey finds that 75% of American kids under the age of four have their own mobile communication devices.
And if you've ever tried to keep an eye on little kids, you'd swear they also have teleportation devices.
Isn't that the truth?
And finally, an 8-year-old Ohio girl drove a car to a Target store 10 miles from home.
So 8-year-olds are driving, and I'm still struggling to parallel park.
Crazy world.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And right now, we have a guest in studio, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard, as they are feverishly preparing for the third annual Taste of the Orchard tomorrow. And Ronnie, looking forward to that very much. My family's been to the first two Taste of the Orchards, and we wouldn't miss it. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good morning, everybody.
So, Taste of the Orchard for the uninitiated, what is that? What is this once-a-year event that you do at Avenue Orchard, again, just south of Eau Claire on 53?
Well, as you know, we dabble in a little bit of everything with our jams and jellies and the baked goods and everything. So, we're taking the opportunity at this time of year, the fall season, to showcase everything that we make and give you a chance to really sample what it's like. With the jams and jellies, again, the recipes that it can be used with, not just on bread and toast or what have you, that there's so many ways that you can use jams and jellies. So come on out, give it a taste, and that's, you know, that's really what it's about. We just want you to see ya.
Yeah,
it's and let you sample our stuff.
I mean, taste test and sampling, and again, you have so many different varieties of the jams and jellies, but it's so much more beyond that. But I think what you point out too, usually you have different meats and things like that in the crock pots too, because people might not realize, well, jams and jellies actually make really good sauces for meatballs or chicken or pork, turkey, things like that as well too. And so it's ideas of ways beyond just PB&J.
Yeah, and just like the three new releases that we have, they've come up with a blueberry cobbler.
Nice. I haven't tried that one yet.
A winter orange, and oops, I forgot. I can't even keep track.
So blueberry cobbler, winter orange are two of the three new flavors.
And green apple.
How
could I forget green apple? Just a nice sour green apple.
So those, again, are added to all the other flavors that you have. And I think sometimes we forget, too, when we talk about the jams and the jellies, the apple sauces, the apple butters, some of the other things you have, baked goods from the Creation Kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
Misty and Shelley make some incredible cookies, cinnamon rolls, all breads.
Pies.
And will there be pie samples tomorrow?
There will be pie samples tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you had me anyway, but you had me at pie samples. So.
And the slushy machine will be there up and running. Apple cider slushies. And
freeze-dried candy, again, has been something you've done more and more of. And, man, I think freeze-dried Skittles are my kids' favorite, but you have all sorts of freeze-dried candies there.
And fruit. We're freeze-drying raspberries, strawberries. We're even doing vegetables. We have freeze-dried beans. We have freeze-dried peas. And it's really surprisingly how delicious that stuff is.
Yeah. So again, all sorts of freeze-dried goodies. You've got the apple cider as well, too. Usually gallons, half gallons, and pints. Will that be available tomorrow for purchase as well?
Bet.
Plus the sampling, of course.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And of course, you know, got to have some apples there. So
yes.
Just a few.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, again, the Taste of the Orchard runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's your regular hours because you're open 7 days a week, 9 to 6. But all throughout the day, again, if people can get out and about and maybe they're out shopping or something like that, south side of Eau Claire, it's like just spin on down just a couple miles south of that Gulf Road exit there, and a great opportunity to try some of the things maybe they've heard about for a long time here on WWIB.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to see you there.
All right. Well, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard inviting you all down. I'll be there, Lord willing, planning on that. So the Taste of the Orchard, thank you so much for stopping in. And, man, I'm very excited already, especially the pie samples. I forgot about that.
In fact, I got to go get some more fresh cider this morning. So
there you go. Cider, right. Pies, jams, jellies, applesauces, apple butters, baked goods. The list goes on and on. Ronnie, we'll see you tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks so much.
All right. It is just about time for the best of the week here on WWIB, Halvo.
Oh, man. I'm hearing that commercial break just going. I'm inserting. And it's one of our shorter ones. We appreciate short songs. This one's 2 minutes and 41 seconds, wrapping up the last 5 days of this show.
We've got 30 sentences you can use to be a better friend.
Yeah, so for instance, how are you feeling, really?
Saturday, kind of an awkward way to wake up. I get out of bed, our mini Aussie Shepherd, who's not so many, he's close to 40 pounds, so Athena steps on my foot, kicks back the metal on the bed frame, and then I get a Charlie horse, which was kind of activated by standing for that whole long football game. So that was a crazy way to wake up on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Will you tell me more about that?
What can I do to help?
Uh-huh. What's been joyful lately?
What was your day like?
What's feeling hard right now?
How could I better support you?
What am I not understanding?
What can I take off your plate?
That's huge.
That's big.
That's a great question around the office,
I
too,
feel
right?
Like that's something that I should be asking my wife a lot more.
You do so much around here, Caleb. We could stand to ask you that. But then there's another headset, and I was just kind of grabbing to my left, but it was like on a short leash. And that's the thing. It happens sometimes. If you forget to take your headset off,
You walk away and you realize you're like a dog on a leash. What do you want me to ask you right now?
I was in, I think, 3 shows in high school. I wish I had done more.
Yeah.
One musical, but I think my favorite was I had a significant role in A Midsummer Night's Dream my senior year. I played Theseus, the Duke of Athens.
Do you want to share more?
What do you think?
How about I Believe in You?
Here's a strength of yours I noticed.
And here's another thing you could say. You matter to me.
Uh-huh.
Something so simple. 4 words. Almost 3 in 4 of us say this stresses us out. What could it be?
Piper from Cannon.
Hey, Piper, what do you think?
Parallel parking.
Piper, what makes you say parallel parking?
My mom.
Your mom? There you go. So, Piper, I'm just assuming here, I don't think you're old enough to parallel park, but does your mom get stressed out parallel parking?
Yes.
She does.
Is that what we're looking for? Almost 3 in 4 people, 16 and older, say this stresses them out. Is it parallel parking? Piper from Kennan?
Yes.
You are absolutely correct.
You're going to the movies.
Well done, Piper. We're going to send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
Thank you.
It's okay you feel this way.
How about I appreciate what you did for me?
You taught me how to fill in the blank.
You are enough.
Uh-huh. I think you're amazing.
Your feelings are normal. I was just thinking, well, I've got an almost 2-year-old now, too, and it's like sometimes he has a lot of feelings. So
I'm checking in. No pressure to answer.
How about just reminding you I'm here if you need anything?
No matter what you feel, I'll be here right next to you.
You don't have to face this alone.
Let me handle that for you.
It's okay to need help.
We don't have to talk about it.
I see how hard you're trying.
And I love you. You know, that was a really great and helpful segment, the 30 things, a way you can enhance friendships. And you can find that full list at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, the post there.
So. Yeah, so check that out. And again, check out the podcast as well at WWIB.com. If you miss any content from the show, Hava always puts that together for us so that you can listen again or listen for the first time if you missed it. We love having you join us in any form or fashion.